Book critic John Leonard has a review of Mothers of Invention. It's about the unsung women who have contributed to scientific advancements and who have dreamed up or created some of our niftier gadgets.
Mothers of Invention is a great idea, if a trifle breezy in the execution. Ethley Ann Vair, the biographer of such rock stars as Stevie Nicks and Ozzy Osbourne, and Greg Patchick, features editor of City Sports magazine, want us to appreciate the role that women have played in inventing the world we live in, from the Barbie doll and the bra to nuclear fission and solar heating. They've dipped a bit into history and crossed the Atlantic a couple of times to England and Europe, ignored Asia entirely, and spent most of their time and energy in the United States, going over old patents. What they have to say will surprise anybody still so idiotic as to think that women never get out of the kitchen or the cave. Just to be random about it, women by themselves or on somebody else's team invented or designed or discovered pink champagne and the prototype computer, the square-bottomed bag and nitrate fertilizer, tract housing and penicillin, the ice cream cone and integral calculus, drip coffee and modern abstract algebra, food refrigeration and radioactivity, patent medicines and space helmets, chocolate chip cookies and atomic parity, cosmetics, diphtheria and rabies vaccinations, bobby pins, non-reflecting glass, leotards, automatic flight control, egg beaters, pulsars, the cotton gin, vacuum canning, maritime signal flares, quinine, X and Y chromosomes, the disposable diaper, and DNA. More often than not, of course, men stole the credit, and Mothers of Invention spend some time, although not enough, explaining how and why. There are also thumbnail sketches of the inventive mothers and their various difficulties in getting an education and some respect. Dozens of full-length biographies are waiting here to be written of people a lot more interesting than Stevie Nicks and Ozzy Osbourne. It's a book quite radical in its implications, although it presents itself in a fashion altogether too fluffy and forgiving, like a popular magazine article intended to dig us in the ribs instead of kick us in the teeth. Nevertheless, after so much hard work by feminist scholars on neglected women in the arts, literature, education, social work, and politics, it's refreshing and instructive to get this news from the science and technology front. It's also nice to hear again about Isis, the Egyptian goddess who is said to have put the first sail on the first sailboat. But I especially liked the chapter on Hypatia of Alexandria, an actual historical figure, the last scientist of the golden age of Pericles. She invented, among other things, the astrolabe that measures the positions of the sun and stars and calculates the ascendant sign of the zodiac, and the hydroscope that determines the specific gravity of any given liquid. Because of her Neoplatonism, and perhaps her sex, zealous Christian monks in A.D. 415 pulled her from her chariot, stripped her naked, raised her skin, rent her flesh with sharp shells, quartered her dead body, and burned those quarters to black ash. Western science wouldn't recover from this martyrdom for another 1,000 years.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed Mothers of Invention by Ethley Ann Vair and Greg Patchick.